With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome once again to The Hangover. You know what The Hangover is? It's a show where we go over the previous Pittsburgh Steelers game and we lament when they lose and we celebrate when we win. And unfortunately, the Pittsburgh Steelers went to Buffalo and lost yesterday against the Bill. Wait a second. I have my script wrong, guys. Weren't they supposed to lose that game yesterday? What's this? It says that the Steelers won the game 23-16. What's going on?
That was the pink draft. Don't they have, like, when they write movie scripts, don't they have, like, different colored paper for different drafts?
Oh, okay. Wait. So you're telling me that instead of lamenting the loss, the Pittsburgh Steelers went into Buffalo against the esteemed Buffalo Bills that were supposed to compete for the Super Bowl once again, and they beat them 23-16 in front of 60,000-70,000 lunatics called Bills Mafia, and they won that game? No, they weren't supposed to. What are you talking about? I guess we got to try this again. So we will. Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to The Hangover. My name is Brian Anthony Davis from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Alongside me, as always, are my two very close friends, Tony Julius Defeo and Shannon Edward White. Good to see both of you fellas. I'm the only one narcissistic enough to use my middle name. These guys don't. I just like to bring it up and have some company. What's that? Oh, my middle name's your first name.
Your middle name is great. I love your middle name. It's great.
Yeah, I do have a very good middle name, and it's from a long line of Anthony's on my side. So, fellas, welcome to The Hangover. And usually The Hangover, you know, it could go two ways. Because we've all had hangovers in our life. Tony, I know you've had a few. Shannon, might have had one or two. Wait a second. You grew up in West Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've had 17,000. I'm just joking. I spent 9 years in West Virginia. So yeah, here's the thing, guys. This is The Hangover, and The Hangover could be, you've had the hangovers that were just like you out celebrating. It was a great night. The next day you wake up, you're hurting a little bit, but you feel good because of everything that went on. Then you've got that hangover where like, oh my goodness, what have I done? And we're going to have those games too, because the Steelers are not going to go 17-0. They're going to go 20-0, I guess. But you know, those games happen too. And the hangover is a place for celebration and it's a support group. Thank goodness that the script that was written, the pink script, as Tony mentioned, was not the one that they decided to film yesterday. And I had a chance to say something to my daughter, and because I was really excited. And not only was I really excited, and we're going to talk about this, because one, this was the most fulfilling, the greatest opening day in my history of 40 plus years of watching the Pittsburgh Steelers for a few reasons. And I will explain that later. But like I said, was not supposed to happen. Colin Coward said it wasn't supposed to happen. And I just ask him, he's a sports god. So you know, nobody picked this with the exception of Jeff Hartman. Now, in fairness, and I'm not claiming this, we have our BTSE Slack channel, and there's a couple guys, I'm not going to say where they're from. They're from another continent. They might be from a Men at Work song that hit number one on January 15th of 1983. If you don't know what that is, there's not a place in Australia called Who Can It Be Now. The guys from Down Under are claiming that they picked the game, and they're actually trying to send proof. I'm like, guys, it's over. It's all right. But now a couple weeks ago on this very show, I actually didn't like my pick for this game when I picked the Steelers for the game. And I thought about it, and I've seen the movie before, and I decided that I'm going to go with Buffalo with the caveat that the Steelers will turn around and win this game in the postseason, win the rematch. And I said that. But as I went on throughout the week, I had already put it down on paper. I put it down on audio, made it official that I said Bills 30, Steelers 24. And then I did a show with Kevin Smith, the great Cliff Harris is still a punk, KT Smith, the phenomenal coach from the state of New Jersey. And we do the pregame show. And he said to me, he went through this long dissertation about picking against the Steelers and how we shouldn't do it, even though he still picked against the Steelers too, because his gut was saying the same thing. But I was feeling better about it as we went along. So I'm like, they can win this game. I just don't expect it because I've seen this movie, and this movie starts out this particular way. So I did not expect this whatsoever. So I'm going to talk in a little bit why this was one of the most fulfilling opening games I've ever seen. And I want to ask you guys, but first I want to ask you your knee-jerk reactions and opening remarks. And let me start with Tony.
This is why it's great to be a fan, because I'm one of the people who didn't pick them to win. I thought it'd be a close game, like the last two were between the two teams, kind of a defensive battle, a lot of turnovers maybe. But the Bills would pull it out. But I mean, it looked like it was heading in that direction after the first two quarters. But I was pleasantly surprised by how they turned things around in the second half. They clearly have a lot of work to do on offense. There's no question. You can't deny that. They have a lot of work yet they have to do. They have a lot of young guys on that offense. They have a new coordinator, a new offensive line coach. So it's not going to – a whole new offensive line basically. So it's not going to – they're not going to gel overnight. But that defense is—it's elite, it's top shelf, and I just, to me, and I was saying this all off season, I thought it was impossible, to think that this team, or silly to think this team, is only going to win four or five games with that defense. It's just too good to be that kind of a team. When you're that elite on one side of the ball, you're gonna be in just about every game. So my knee jerk reaction is, wow, what a great defense, and it reminds me a lot of the late 00 teams.
Shannon White, what were your initial thoughts when that game was over? I mean, you could start off with when the first half was over and your thoughts at the end of the game. So what was going through your mind all along, my friend?
I was aggravated at myself for not listening to my own advice. I had said I picked against them, which I rarely do. I picked the Bills 28-24, and I've said all along that the Steelers offense doesn't have to be the best in the league. With the defense and the special teams that they have, they just got to be good enough and show steady improvement each week to hopefully be playing their best, you know, when they get to the playoffs. I expected them to struggle, which they did. The first half was very inconsistent. They couldn't get anything going. No chemistry or cohesion. They made halftime adjustments, something they never used to do, and strung together enough big plays and pass interference calls and to put it some points, you know, get a few scoring drives going there. And the defense was huge. So I was very happy after the game and aggravated at myself for not having more faith because, you know, if I'd have listened to myself, I'd have probably picked them.
You know what? Here's the thing. And I'm going to bring up Brian Brown first. Brian Brown is a great contributor on the live chat. Definitely a big supporter of all of our BTSC podcasts. So thanks, Brian, for coming in. You guys aren't going to pick the Raiders, are you? I don't think. No, I'm not going to be that guy that picks the Raiders. I'm not the guy that says, all right, I'm going to pick the Raiders so the Steelers will win. I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am not. I'm not that full of myself saying that I can change the outcome, even though I did panic at the beginning of the game. And we'll talk about this too. I was wearing a white Minka Fitzpatrick jersey. And I turn the game on and I see Chris Boswell with black on. And I.
Yeah, that was weird.
I run. I'm like, no, 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 no. And I ran and I put on a Cam Hayward. But by the time I got it on, 75-yard return. But I put Hayward on, and next, you know, Hayward starts lighting up. I know that has nothing to do with my day wear. You know, it has nothing to do with what I'm wearing. But my wife and I are superstitious about a lot of things. And it started when she would wear the same things when she first started dating me every week when the Steelers played. And that just happened to be 2005 going into 2006. So she had to continue to wear the same stuff every single week. And she even went to a game and wore the same thing because she didn't want to jinx. She didn't want to be the reason that the Steelers lost. So I know that's absolutely crazy, but that's a part of being a fan. And you think that way. But no, I am not going to pick against the Steelers next week, because one of the reasons I'm not going to pick against them is because I believe that the team is going to win next week. I've picked this game all year long. Mm-hmm. Of course, it could go the wrong way. And if you looked at the title of the show, is Steelers prove that you can't just play the game on paper. Because on paper, mm-hmm, we were going to pick the Buffalo Bills. Right. And the reason we were going to pick the Buffalo Bills were for a lot of things. That secondary was seemingly in disarray. The Steelers didn't even put a nickelback on the depth chart. We didn't know who the nickelback really was going to be until that game started. And we're on our Slack channel, right, which is beautiful because we get to talk back and forth about it. And we learn as soon as something comes out, one of us is going to catch it. And that's where we find, that's how BTSC breaks a lot of stuff early. But so we're talking about it, and on the Slack channel, and it was just one of those things that, you know, that's why we were thinking that way, because we didn't know. We didn't know Trey Norwood was going to be out there. People were like, hey, it's Trey Norwood. They're going with Norwood. We had no clue what direction they were going to go. They knew. They just weren't sharing it. They, because when we say they've got to do this, and of course they had, they felt they had to do something because they would have not brought in Akella Witherspoon if they didn't think they had to do something with secondary. Okay. But Joe Fan, Joanna Fan, the media, all of us at BTSC, we panic before Art Rooney 2, Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert. We panic before they do. These guys are hold my beer guys. They're like, okay, you guys worry, hold my beer, watch this. Talk about the ultimate hold my beer yesterday. It was TJ Watt. Eh, I'm not, I didn't practice. I hardly practiced with you. Everyone's saying, and we're all saying, oh, how's he going to be able to do it without practicing? He's going to be rusty. He's going to be this. Yeah, he was rusty for maybe the first quarter. But hold my beer. I'm going to the quarterback. I'll meet you there. And not only was he doing that, he was making it so other people could get to the quarterback. Cam Hayward was making it.
Oh God.
So other people can get to the quarterback. What was happening was, now I'm going to echo something that Jeff Hartman said on Let's Ride this morning, that, you know, don't want to sound like crybabies, but I mean, the Steelers did win, but we could sound like crybabies, but my gosh, they could have called 10 more holds.
Oh yeah.
And it wasn't just on Watt. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, Highsmith and my man, Melvin Ingram, the third, those guys were just getting tackled. And there was one play where the Bills had a big gain that I was like, how are you not calling that back?
Yeah.
And that was early on. So, you know what? They know something that we don't. They have the faith that we don't, because they're on the inside. When I tell you to trust me, when I tell my family to trust me or somebody to trust me, it's because, and when I make a bet, it's because I know what the outcome is going to be. You know what I mean? I'm here. I'm like, trust me. It's going to be okay because of this, because I know something you don't know. The Steelers knew something we didn't know all week long. But getting back to paper, you have the number two offense in the league last year in 2020 with not much as far as changes go. You have the guy that is anointed to be the next quarterback, the quarterback. So much did I drink the Kool-Aid that I had a fantasy draft last Wednesday. I had Mahomes sitting there and I had Josh Allen. I went Josh Allen, because I already had a couple Chiefs. I didn't want to load up on Chiefs. I actually went Josh Allen because I'm like, this guy is just going crazy. Right. So let's go back and let me ask you that question. You guys have seen a lot of week ones in your time. I would think between the three of us, we've seen over 100 combined week ones.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will say this. Without a doubt, not because it's fresh, not because it's happening now. Without a doubt, it is the most satisfying one for me because of the narrative. And the narrative was that a lot of people were thinking that this team was not going to win this. Not that they couldn't win it, just that they weren't going to win it. And when you tell a lie long enough, you start to believe it. And that lie was told so much that I started to believe it. So when Shannon says that he's a little embarrassed that he didn't listen to his gut. No, I mean, first of all, I wish one thing I could change about our role here. If I could say, fellas, I'm never predicting another game. I wish I could never predict another game. I hate predicting the scores. Mm-hmm. Only once in my life, and I told everybody, I talked about it, that Colts game from 2 years ago when I got the exact score and the exact outcome right. When I got it, and it was a really weird score, and I got it right, and I was so proud that I got it right. But, you know, most of the time I'm not going to get it right. If we, if any of us could get scores right every single week, we would be having mansions and we would not be schlepping for downloads. I'm just going to tell you that. I mean, we just would not be. So, Tony, let me ask you this. Is this the greatest opening day for the Steelers you have ever seen?
It's definitely the greatest in a long time. I'm not going to say ever, because I remember how not how special the 92 opening went over the Oilers at the Astrodome felt. Bill Cowher's first game, nobody expected that. They were, what, 10, 11-point underdogs?
Yeah.
That was a great way to usher in the Bill Cowher era after so many years with Chuck Knoll. As far as recent memory, I have to go. I was thinking about this. 2010, when Big Ben was suspended the first month and Dennis Dixon started the season against the Falcons, that was a pretty exciting overtime win when Mendenhall had the 50-yard touchdown in overtime. I felt really great after that win, but I haven't felt that way after a week one win since then. It was yesterday was really, really special. And you know, it's everything you said, the whole offseason narrative with the entire – national sports media, the NFL national media saying the Steelers are done, Ben should have retired, this team should just start over. And again, you know, like I said in my article today, this doesn't mean that they've arrived and that the Bills are pretenders. It's just a great opening win. And I think it lets everybody, it's a signal to everybody out there that, look, this team is not as bad as you're trying to make them out to be. It might be better than everybody thought. So from that perspective, it was the most satisfying one I've experienced in over a decade.
I am glad you said that, because I was missing those games, and I'll talk about that a little bit. As far as Shannon White, I'd like to hear your thoughts, and then I'm going to elaborate that because I thought about one or two more as we were going. So Shannon, as far as opening game victories, where is this on your satisfaction rating? And do you agree with Tony that maybe some of those were a little bit better?
It's hard to rate from different eras and different teams. And I found it very satisfying just because of the national narrative, the narrative by a lot of the Steeler community, the fans. You know, wanting to move on from Ben you know, the doom and gloom, the offensive line's a disaster. It's, you know, it's a trash bin line and they can't beat anybody. They won't beat a good team like the Bills. So I think they have the underdog mentality going for them this year. I said they pulled their best Buffalo Bills impersonation and they circled the wagons. You know, they're going to have to band together and be greater than the sum of their parts. And Ben's going to have to be smart and overcome limitations that he's never had, obviously, earlier in his career that he has now as a 39-year-old quarterback. But he played a very smart game. You've seen his leadership. He kept the guys calm. He didn't let them get too high, too low. You know, was encouraging, kind of almost like a father figure in a ways, because he is so much older than everybody now.
Right.
So there was a real satisfaction there, because any games they can win that they're not supposed to win, well, you know, was going to add up on that final tally. And you know, now I heard a lot of people today is like, well, maybe the Buffalo Bills ain't as good as we thought they were. So they, you know, instead of giving the Steelers credit, they got to try to now go after the Bills. But that's just how the national media is.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's keep that chip on all of their shoulders when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers wearing black and gold. And I don't think they're ever going to wear a white jersey again, because no one, I mean, I have been waiting for a white jersey because, my gosh, I make all these thumbnails for the podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe once in the preseason I would get a white jersey. And so now for the fifth game in a row, I've got black jerseys that I can't really switch things up that well. So, you know, but in those black jerseys, they do look sharp, and they always will. But I digress. But I want to talk about Shannon, why, and Tony, why this is the most satisfying win for me. Tony brought up Bill Cowher, 1992. That was one of the greatest, and I agree. This one a little bit more, though. That was a game that you're like, wow, because they were predicted to be 4-12 by Sports Illustrated and all of these outlets. They were going to be in last place in that division. And when they came out, you got a glimpse of the future, and you're like, all right, this guy with a mustache is going to be good. He's excited. This is a new era, because we went from Chuck Knoll, somber Chuck Knoll, and stoic Chuck Knoll. And that's not a rip on it. We went from that business personality to a different kind of business with Bill Cowher. And it was great, but there was not the feeling. You weren't expecting them to be good at all. The narrative right now, and Shannon touched on this a little bit, is that this is the end of an era. And Colin Coward, I keep on bringing that guy up, and he keeps on saying, oh, they're done. Windows closed. They wasted it. They're a big failure for the last so many years because they've wasted all of this. And the Steelers emphatically, with that win, said, we are not perfect, but we're not who you think we aren't. And that was really why this is satisfying to me. I could go back to 1985 after they lost in the AFC Championship game, and week one against the Indianapolis Colts, Mark Malone throws 5 touchdown passes. I could tell you how excited I was with that game, but that pales in comparison to this. I could talk about 1987 when they beat the 49ers at home. And they beat them handily, too, at home in that game. And it felt really good. But you had the strike looming. There's replacement games. And we knew that was all going to happen. So, you know, that wasn't as exciting. I remember 1982 when they're playing Dallas on Monday Night Football and they found the kicker in Gary Anderson. You know, I could talk about some great ones. Then I could talk about some disappointments when you think, okay, they're going to be awesome. And they came out and laid an egg. And there were a few games that there were a few seasons that they lost the opener pretty badly and went on to the AFC Championship game. So this does not mean that they're going to go to the AFC Championship game, go to the Super Bowl, but the hope is back. And this game brought back the hope, and this game brought back the swagger. So am I worried about the Raiders this week? Not as much. Because they know something that we do not know, and they know the hearts that beat in their chest, and they know how hungry they are. And now we know some things that we did not know, that we were just worried about. And that's something we're going to talk about when we come back right after the break here on the Steelers Hangover as we celebrate the Steelers' 23-16 victory over the mighty Buffalo Bills. We will be back right after this. If you're on Facebook or YouTube, you just stick around. If you're checking us out on any of your favorite podcast platforms where you go and download anything, just go ahead, switch on over to number 2 and check us out then. And I've got to bring up Gary Houston. Howdy, folks. I've listened to literally every single podcast since March of 2020, but it's almost impossible to listen live as I live in Alaska. Anywho, love BTSC and go Steelers. So, yeah, Gary Houston is a name that we've never seen before, but he's just as important about all these names that we say every single week because we have so many great fans downloading our shows, so many great followers that are listening to us another time because they can't catch us live. So if you're one of those, if you're like Gary, thank you so much. We value you so much. You're very important to our cause. So we will be back right after this on the Steelers Hangover. It's BTSC Radio.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.